a five-day ceasefire in Gaza comes to an end, the Palestinian and Israeli negotiators currently are engaged in indirect talks in Cairo have agreed to extend the temporary truce for another day. Now, the senior official with the Palestinian delegation says the 24-hour extension will allow the two sides to hold more talks on a long-term truce. The indirect talks mediated by Egypt began last week after a month-long Israeli war on the impoverished Palestinian territory. The negotiation centered on an Egyptian proposal that meets some of the Palestinian demands, such as easing the blockade of Gaza. Some reports suggest that the two sides have already agreed on a permanent ceasefire and that most of the Palestinian demands have been met. Israeli media outlets have also reported a ceasefire deal has been reached, but there's no official comment on the reports from Tel Aviv. Well, let's speak to our correspondent, Mohammed Chalabi, who joins us live from Cairo via Skype with the very latest. Now, Mohammed, still no confirmation with regards to these reports. However, you did outline to us before what a ceasefire, a long-term ceasefire deal might look like. Just walk us through that again. And, of course, what this means right now for the people in Gaza.
Yes, Kaniz, what we do have now officially is a new 24-hour truce agreed upon by the Palestinians and Israelis. And the aim here is to finalize the permanent ceasefire agreement. Now, that agreement, there have been leaks to media about the points mentioned in that agreement. And if those points are indeed accurate, then most observers believe they do meet most of the Palestinian demands, and that would mean that the sacrifices of Palestinians in Gaza and elsewhere, the heroics of the Palestinian resistance against the barbaric Israeli aggressions and against the illegal blockade, the inhumane blockade, will not have gone in vain. Now, the points leaked to the media here indicate that there will be an opening of all crossings with Israel, but that the Rafah crossing between Egypt and Gaza was not discussed in the talks, since Palestinian and Egyptian officials had said before that this is an Egyptian-Palestinian issue, but at least the crossings, the blockade from the Israeli side will be eased there with the opening of all the crossings, and the entrance of building materials under international supervision into Gaza. There is also a point that tackles the reconstruction of Gaza under the supervision of the Palestinian Authority government of Premier Hamadullah, and the seeing a solution to the power outages and the electricity crisis in Gaza within a period that does not exceed a year. The extension of fishing areas for Palestinian fishermen from 6 mile knots to 9 and then to 12 in a period that does not exceed 6 months. The lifting of the financial restrictions on Gaza, and the easing of transfers, money transfers there, and also an initial approval by Israel for Palestinians to build a port in Gaza, the Gaza ports, but that issues regarding the administrative issues and technical issues regarding the Gaza port would be discussed within a period that does not exceed a month, and also the adjourning of the issue of Palestinian prisoners of war to a future date that does not exceed a month from the date of the signing of the agreement.
Now, again, these are... Mohammed, what about the Israeli demand of the demilitarization of the Gaza Strip? There were a lot of calls by the Israeli leadership that they wanted Hamas, as well as other resistance movements like the Islamic Jihad movement, to be disarmed and demilitarized.
Kaniz, that has been shelved, I mean, totally, because, I mean, Palestinian resistance, and especially the Islamic resistance, Hamas, was very clear that this is a red line, and we wouldn't have reached that this stage, this progress in negotiations, if that issue was up in the talks. I mean, that has been totally shelved, and the Palestinian resistance has made it very, very clear. Even the Egyptian mediator that has been accused many times of not being an honest broker and of offering an initiative that was pro-Israel and anti-Palestinian resistance at the beginning, and then modifying its initiative to meet some Palestinian demands. Even the Egyptian mediator had said that the issue of the disarmament of Hamas should not be on the table, despite the fact that there is, of course, no love lost between the Egyptian military path government and Hamas due to its close relationship with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. So that issue is not on the table at all here, Kenny's. I would just like to say that it seems there is optimism that this thing will be achieved in the next 24 hours, and the deal would, Egypt would work as a guarantor here in the deal, and the EU, the European Union, as a sponsor, and it seems again that we could have a deal come Tuesday here in Egypt, Kenny's, that scores a victory for the Palestinian resistance, and again would mean that the heroics of the resistance and the sacrifices of the population that has been besieged by an illegal, inhumane Israeli blockade, and also besieged from the part of this Egyptian military backed government, will have not gone in vain.
Okay, we'll have to wait and see how this transpires and unfolds. Our correspondent Mohammed Chalabi standing by with the very latest in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Mohammed, thanks very much indeed. Let me cross over to Gaza now. Joining us is our correspondent Hisham Mahanna with the very latest. Now, Hisham, you heard our correspondent in Egypt saying that there are reports of a final ceasefire agreement, a truce being reached between the Palestinians and Israel in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Do you have any information on that?
Well, until this moment, what has been confirmed yet by the Hamas representative in the Palestinian delegation in the negotiations, Mr. Izzat Al-Rashq, he declared that there is an agreement for another 24 hours of the ceasefire, which means that this ceasefire is going to be extended for another 24 hours. This is what has been formally assured. The agreement, however, which is declared, or all most of the reports are talking about from Egypt now, is that Egypt is about to announce a permanent ceasefire agreement, which includes stopping all the attacks from both sides and lifting the siege gradually, which means that the more trucks of humanitarian aid are allowed to enter the Gaza Strip, and more freedom for the movement for the Palestinian passengers from and into the Gaza Strip, as well as bringing back the protocols agreements between the Palestinian National Authority and Israel before 2007, which means that the presidential forces will take over the borders of Gaza Strip, and also release of the Palestinian prisoners in the Israeli jails after the Gilad Shalit deal, which took place actually 3 years ago, and also ending all the Israeli aggression protocols undertaken in the West Bank in the year 2014. In return, there will be a complete stopping of the rockets coming out of Gaza Strip and any other military operations undertaken by the Palestinian resistance. Until this moment, actually, the Israeli officials haven't stated yet any approval on Israel's behalf, neither for the acceptance of the extension of the new 24-hour ceasefire starting by midnight tonight, or the approval by Israel for the Egyptian proposal for this permanent ceasefire. But, however, everyone now is waiting for the declaration of this permanent ceasefire coming out from Egypt after all the parts have agreed on. And after this agreement is pursued and fulfilled, within a duration of 1 month, all the stuck points of the negotiations, including the complete lifting of the siege, the seaport and the airport in Gaza Strip, as well as four Ending all the military attacks by Israel will be discussed within a duration of 1 month window time. So until now, we are still expecting the continuation of the ceasefire for another 24 hours. And also, we are still waiting for a formal declaration of the permanent ceasefire according to the Egyptian proposal has been discussed during all the negotiations period. And we are also expecting a press release by Mr. Azam Al-Ahmad, the head of the Palestinian delegation in Egypt. This is the most recent until the moment.
Right.
And the people here actually on the ground in Gaza are reacting to this, to these news. They are welcoming it. They have been waiting it for a long time. And they are some of them are also celebrating that. This means that the Palestinian resistance has practically is the victorious part after this aggression.